It's a wonderful world, I'm just walking on air. Talk of heaven on earth, I've got more than my share. Haven't got a care, happy all day through. It's a wonderful world, loving wonderful you. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world, I'm just walking on air. Everybody's talking about heaven on earth, I got more than my share. Haven't got a care, happy all day through. It's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world, loving wonderful you. It's a wonderful world, I'm just walking on air. Talk of heaven on earth, I've got more than my share. Haven't got a care, happy all day through. It's a wonderful world, loving wonderful you. Loving wonderful you.
And that is from 1959, the Peggylicious sound of Peggy Lee, and It's a Wonderful World. And a very good morning to you. Welcome to Beagle at Night with me, RB, and for the next 2 hours, well, we will have some comedy for you. We'll have some Bing in about 10 minutes time. We'll have Doris Day in just over an hour's time. We've got a little bit of Posh at the end of the first hour, and we also have Tell Us a Story and Beagle's Big Three as well, and we go over to Holger's house, and in between all of that I play good music like what we just heard and like this.
Angel Radio. Thank you for your donations, which help to keep us on air.
Melodies there, and I still do. She had a very popular program in on television in the United States. I think it started in 1950, October something, 1950, and it ran for about 6 years, and it was very popular indeed. And it had theme song for the show was "Has Anybody Seen My Gal?" by the California Ramblers. Very popular indeed. Good old Ina Ray. And before that, we had Herbert Albert, and he was going on "What Now, My Love." Came out in 1965. You'd think after all these years he'd know, wouldn't you? Now, here's the Ink Spots.
Dream a while. We've only a while to dream. Love is sweet, but swift as a candle's gleam. Close your eyes, the music is soft and low. Dream a while before it is time to go. Darling, can't you see? Nothing is ever quite the same. Give your lips to me and let our hearts burst into flame. Hold me tight, for that is the thrill supreme. Dream a while, we've only a while to dream.
Dream a while, we've only a while to dream. Love is sweet, swift as a candle's gleam. Oh, close your eyes, the music is soft and low. Dream a while before it is time to go.
Darling, can't you see? Nothing is ever quite the same. Give your lips to me and let our hearts burst into flame. Hold me tight, for that is the thrill supreme. Dream a while with only a word to dream.
Well, I could have broken in earlier, but who would want to really ruin that high note? The Ying Spots and Dream a While. You're listening to Roy Beely with, what is it? Beely at Night. It's kicked in early today. What can I tell you? Time now for some songs from Bing Crosby, and I started all by simply saying two words: Bing, sing.
What's new? How is the world treating you? You haven't changed a bit. Lovely as ever, I must admit. What's new? Say, how did that romance come through? We haven't met since then. Gee, but it's good to see you again. What's new? Probably I'm boring you, but seeing you is grand. And you were sweet to offer your hand. I understand that you, pardon my asking, what's new? Of course, you could know I haven't changed, I still love you so. Probably I'm boring you, but seeing you is grand. And you were sweet to offer your hand. I understand that you, pardon my asking, what's new? Of course, you could know I haven't changed, I still love you so.
If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you long. I want you to know I wouldn't go. Oh, baby, how I love you so. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I was free to do the things I might, I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but blue. If I could be with you, yeah. If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you long. Want you to know I wouldn't go till I told you, honey, how I love you so. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I was free to do the things I might, I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but blue. If I could be with you permanently, if I could be with you. For always and always I'll remember today how you held me and kissed me in the tenderest way. Even though you may leave me, in my heart you will stay. Though I'm lonely tomorrow, I'll remember today. For as long as I live, dear, I'll remember today how you whispered I love you in the tenderest way. Through the winds of December and the magic of May, through a million tomorrows, I'll remember today. I'll remember the music and the welcoming skies, how the sound of your voice proved the love in your eyes. Through the winds of December and the magic of May, through a million tomorrows, I'll remember today.
Started, I thought that was going to be On the Wings of a Snow White Dove, but it turned into I'll Remember Today, and before that it was If I Could Be With You, and both of those were with Buddy Cole and his trio. And the first one that we started off with was called What's New, and that was with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra. But they were all songs sung quite nicely, I thought, by Bing Crosby, and we'll have some more Bing singing around about the same time next week. But right now it's time to go off to Holger's house. And I have to tell you that this week's song, the title is longer than the Blackmore Tunnel, and I'm not sure I can do it. From 1954, it's Hans Arno Simon. Acht san doch nicht immer wieder dicker zu mir. That's as good as I can get. It's going to translate in English, apparently, to Please Don't Say Fatty to Me Again and Again. Holger, well done. I say that before I've even heard the song. I just know this is going to be good.
Thank you. Sag doch nicht immer wieder dicker zu mir. Nein, ich will das nimmer wieder hören von dir. Mach mir doch das sowieso schon saure Leben damit nicht schwer. Denn wenn du mich immer wieder dicker nennst, das kränkt mich so sehr. Ich nähr mich nur noch von Salat, Rettich und Spinat, täglich eine rote Rübe und das alles dir zuliebe. Ach, sag doch nicht immer wieder dicker zu mir. Nimmer wieder hören von dir. Mach mir doch das sowieso schon saure Leben damit nicht schwer. Denn wenn du mich immer wieder dicker nennst, das kränkt mich so sehr. Ich nähr mich nur noch von Salat, Rettich und Spinat, täglich eine rote Rübe und das alles dir zuliebe. Ach, sag doch nicht immer wieder dicker zu mir.
See, it just makes you want to bang your steins together, doesn't it? What a great song. According to Holger, one of the lines in there, I'm sorry, just getting the email back up here, is, I only eat lettuce, radish, spinach and carrots, and only because of you. That's the type of song that I can imagine singing at Oktoberfest, which is probably not that far away, come to think of it. I'd love to go one year. I think I'm probably a tad too old, but it does sound a lot of fun. Some friends of mine went many years ago, and I'm talking about in, I think it was the late 70s and early 80s, and they did say that they had a grand time, really did enjoy themselves. Holger, thank you so much. Great song. It's going into the file that's marked Extra Special Holger Songs, because I just love them so much. And I have to tell you, between you and me, there's quite a lot of songs in that folder. We'll have some more songs from Holger's house around about the same time next week.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality, your constant companion.
Once I tried to capture the rapture of the night. Silly dreams I knew would disappear, but it seems they left a souvenir. One refrain eternally will haunt me, taunt me. It came from nowhere, the night that we met. 'Twas like a melodious plea, sweet moon song that wasn't meant for me. Why is it always reminding me of a love dream that never could be? Sweet moon song that wasn't meant for me. it came gliding into my heart, riding on a moonbeam from above. Sorrow ended, and the whole world blended in a rhapsody of love. Then I heard her singing to somebody else what I thought was my melody. Sweet moon song. That wasn't meant for me.
Recorded by no less than 13 people in 1967 alone, and a lot of people think that the first people to record it were Herman's Hermits, but no, in fact it probably is the more famous version than the original, but it was actually that one that we just heard there, the new vaudeville band, and There's a Kind of Hush, recorded back in November 1966. Now, I want to say a very good morning to Brian, who listens to Angel Radio in a place called Langston, which is actually pretty close to Havant, I believe. And he says he's been listening to Angel Radio a long time. And he says Angel Radio features a lot of songs, but the same song by this singer, and I would like to hear some different songs, and I think you might be the guy to do it. But I want to include the song that Angel Radio plays a lot from her because it's so good. And he says, I'm not sure whether if you play the song last, people will know who the singer actually is, and that you know, you won't be able to say this singer, no, it's in, no introduction, so I won't be able to do one. But I think you may be wrong, Brian, but we're going to give it a go and just see. So here is Big Liz Big Three, three great songs from a singer that really does not need any introduction.
Yeah!
can never quite tell, Brian, because when I know who is coming up, I always think, well, yeah, of course, that's pretty obvious. But I don't know. I sort of guessed it was Lulu straight away, because it was Lulu. We started off with Morning Dew and then Try to Understand. And then, of course, her humongous great big hit all around the world, although I think in the UK it was actually the B-side to another song. Or was that the United States? And I think it was the UK. And I think they started playing the B-side in the United States, and To Sir With Love was an enormous hit. But three great songs there, Brian. Thank you for choosing them. Of course, that was To Sir With Love, if I haven't mentioned it, from the film of the same name. Brian, thank you so much. I really enjoyed Lulu, and we don't have enough of Lulu here on the program. I'll see if I can find out a few more tracks from her. A lot of her stuff actually just crept in, unfortunately, into 1970, but there are a couple of albums from the 60s, so I'll see what I can come up with. But Brian, thank you very much indeed. Brian in Langstone, who chose this week's Beagle's Big Three. And if you would like to choose next week's Beagle's Big Three, get in touch with me, and you can do that by email, roy@angelradio.uk, and just let me know the artist. And if you want to choose the songs, great. If not, I'm happy to do it for you. And if you don't have email, then you can give the office a call during normal office hours, 0800 014 1955. And if you ask them to send a message on to me, I know they will do it, because they do it all the time. And I guess if you leave a message outside of office hours, it'll just get recorded and sent on that way. But I don't know. I mean, people have weird hours in the office in heaven. I know Tony gets in very, very early some mornings, so if you call and think, well, leave a message, you might suddenly get Tony answering the phone. So I'll leave it, and Tony, up to you. Anyway, Brian, thank you so much. Time now for Tell Me a Story. And this week we have not one, but two murder mysteries to be solved in 5-minute mysteries. First one coming up right now, Murder Sounds the Alarm.
Another 5-minute mystery.
Inspector Harris speaking. Yes? What? Gregory Thorndike murdered. What's the address? Yes? Yes, I'll be right over.
Inspector Harris is here, gentlemen.
Oh, yes, Oliver. Show him in.
This way, sir.
How do you do, Inspector Harris? Won't you come in? I'm James Thorndike, and this is my cousin, Robert Latimer.
How do you do?
Hello.
Mr. Thorndike, the coroner tells me your father died of stabbing.
That's right, Inspector. He'd been stabbed right through the heart.
Who discovered the body?
I did, sir.
Yes, Oliver?
It was around 8 this morning. I was taking up Mr. Thorndike's breakfast, as I do every morning, and found poor Mr. Thorndike with that knife sticking in him.
I see. Who is the last one to see him alive?
Well, I guess I am. I brought up Uncle's milk last night before I went to bed.
What time was that?
About 8:45.
And the coroner informs me he was killed about 11. Where were you three last night at about 11?
At 11? Why, I was at the movies.
Did anyone see you there?
No, not that I know of.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Latimer?
I'd gone to bed early last night, around 9. I slept right through the entire night until Oliver woke me this morning.
Well, Oliver, where were you at 11?
I was taking a walk. I felt a little groggy and wanted to get some fresh air.
I suppose no one saw you.
I'm afraid not, Inspector.
Well, this is swell. I've got three suspects, and all have flimsy alibis. One of you is lying, and I intend to... What's that?
Oh, that must be my alarm clock. I set it last night before I went to bed. Pardon me, I'll be right back.
What time is it, Mr. Thorndike?
Time? Why, it's 10, exactly 10 o'clock.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Inspector. I must have forgotten to turn off the alarm this morning when Oliver woke me.
Yes, Latimer. And that forgetfulness is going to land you in the chair.
What do you mean?
I mean that I'm arresting you for the murder of Gregory Thorndike.
A How does the inspector know that Robert Latimer is the murderer? In a moment, we'll give you the solution, but first...
I've heard so much about Magic Touch, Campana's new cream makeup. Is it so very different from other makeups?
It's so different that you'll never believe how much prettier it will make you until you try it. Magic Touch is a cream complexion makeup that you apply with your fingertips. No powder puff, no water. You can use it anytime, anywhere. And it literally performs magic for your complexion. Gives you that new complexion loveliness that women are demanding today. The unmade-up look. Magic Touch provides a feminine, delicate, fragile makeup beauty. The Dresden doll-like complexion that women are seeking.
What does it look like?
Magic Touch is a wafer-thin cream in a beautiful white and gold compact. It offers you six new complexion-flattering shades. All you do is stroke your fingertips across the surface of the cream, apply to your face, and blend. Magic Touch contains a new magic ingredient that causes it to blend better than any cream makeup yet invented.
Do I use powder, too?
No, if you want the new luminous effect, and I don't mean shiny. Yes, if you want to give your complexion a matte finish. Either way, Magic Touch gives you a new, flawless-looking complexion.
Is Magic Touch very expensive?
Surprisingly inexpensive. You get a large-size, classic, golden-white compact of Magic Touch for only $1.
I'm going to try it tomorrow.
And believe me, you'll never know how pretty you can be until you do.
Dentists know what cleans teeth best. And over 4,000 dentists say Colgate tooth powder with a two-minute routine gets teeth sparkling and super clean. So to remove dull film and get your teeth shining clean, just brush teeth 2 minutes morning and night with Colgate tooth powder. Brush inside, outside, and biting surface.
And now, back to the inspector.
Mr. Latimer, you said that you went to bed at 9 last night and that you slept right through the entire night.
But it's the truth.
I am afraid you're wrong, Latimer. The alarm clock just proved that. If you had gone to bed at 9 last night and set your alarm clock for 10, as you told me, it wouldn't have gone off at 10 this morning, but at 10 o'clock last night. Yes, Latimer, you murdered your uncle. And we'll soon get the story out of you at headquarters.
He says, weird. I thought it was him, not because of the alarm clock or anything like that, because I thought, who goes to bed at 9 o'clock at night? I mean, even I don't at my age. I manage to stay up until 9, sometimes even 9:45. Would you like another one?
Another 5-minute mystery.
Your step there, young fella. You shouldn't be walking against the light with traffic so heavy.
Sorry, officer, I didn't see it.
Holy smoke, what was that?
Officer, a woman's falling out of that window.
Good heavens, she'll be killed.
Okay, back up here and let me through. Hey, Clancy, better call an ambulance. I'm going up to that hotel window to do a little investigating. You say your wife, Rita, jumped from this window, Graham.
That's right, officer. Miss Carlton here and I tried to stop her, but we weren't able.
Rita and I were old friends, officer.
My wife had been in ill health for some time. She had a nervous breakdown, and it seemed to make her afraid of everything. She feared elevators, high buildings, everything. I invited Miss Carlton for dinner this evening. Thought that perhaps she could cheer Rita up a little and help bring her back to normalcy.
But she changed so much.
How's that?
Well, instead of being cheered, she imagined that I was coming between her and Mr. Graham. Even accused me of it directly.
Then tonight, with a startling suddenness, she stood up angrily and pushed over the coffee table, saying she knew we thought her crazy. Then she ran to that window, climbed up on the sill and jumped.
This window's pretty small. And these newly made scratches on the windowsill, they're hunks of wood torn out by your wife's fingernails. Here on the outer edge of the sill.
She must have made a grasp for the sill after she jumped. Miss Carlton and I both finally attempted to grab her, but we got to the window just as she fell forward, head first off the ledge.
Head first, eh?
That's right, officer. She climbed up here on the sill. Then just as Miss Carlton and I made a grab for her, she leaned forward and fell.
Oh, it was terrible. If only Graham and I'd gotten there a fraction of a second sooner. Maybe if I hadn't been here, this wouldn't have happened.
Very true, Miss Carlton, and perhaps neither would I have to perform my little duty.
Your duty, officer?
Meaning, Miss Carlton, I arrest you and Mr. Graham for the murder of Rita Graham.
In just a moment, we'll see whether you, too, detected the flaw in Graham's and Miss Carlton's stories. But first...
Well, I'm not totally sure this one was really hard, because obviously it was both of them, because there was only those two in the room. But also, I mean, the man was definitely more involved than the woman, because he says things like, startlingly suddenness. We'll get the answer right after the break.
Welcome, recording star Mel Torme.
It's terrible trying to sing with a bad cold, so I always take four-way cold tablets to relieve cold miseries fast.
Good idea. Tests of all the leading cold tablets proved four-way fastest acting. Four-way starts in minutes to relieve muscular pains, headache, reduce fever, calm upset stomach, also overcomes irregularity.
When you catch cold, try my way. Take four-way cold tablets. The fast way to relieve cold distress and feel better quickly.
Four-way, only 29 cents.
My complexion's so bad, I hate to go out.
Don't be a square. Try Ting, the faster way to clear up pimples.
Yes, doctors' half-face tests prove Ting medicated cream dries up pimples more effectively than any other product tested. Here's why. Boys and girls have overactive oil glands. Excess oil clogs pores, causes pimples. But Ting blots up oil faster, more completely than other products. In lab tests, Ting completely absorbed oil in 15 minutes. Hours later, other products still had not. No, hiding pimples won't help heal them. No mere cover-up can work like Ting's antiseptic medication. Remember, doctors' half-face tests prove Ting better in every case, better than any other remedy tested. Applied at bedtime, greaseless, stainless Ting dries to oil-absorbing powder that clings all night, even helps heal acne-type blemishes. Don't let externally caused pimples spoil your fun. Get Ting Medicated Cream, T-I-N-G. See thrilling improvement overnight or money back.
Now, back to the solution of our story.
Mr. Graham, you said your wife was afraid of everything, yet she didn't fear leaping from a 15th floor window. However, that isn't the biggest mistake you two made. Surely when you were struggling to push Ms. Graham out of the window, you should have noticed where, in her futile efforts to stop you, her fingernails had torn out pieces from the outer edge of the sill. No person having jumped headfirst out of a 15th-floor window would have time or the ability to turn in midair and frantically grasp the sill. Your alibi missed the mark that time.
If her voice can bring every hope of the spring, that's Judy, my Judy. If her eyes say yes, but you're wrong in your guess, that's Judy, my Judy. And if you hear her call in a soft southern drawl, hi stranger, that means danger. If you're smart, watch your heart, 'cause she'll upset most any fella's apple cart. In a hundred ways you'll be shouting her praise. She'll let you, she'll get you. And when she sees you fall, she will tell you that's all, you wretch you, you bet you. Then you'll know all the heartaches of a fool just like me. If she seems a saint, but you find that she ain't, that's Judy, sure as you're born. Shouting her praise, she'll let you, she'll get you. And when she sees you fall, she will tell you that's all, you wretch you, you bet you. Then you'll know all the heartaches of a fool just like me, just like me. If she seems a saint, but you find that she ain't, that's Judy, sure as you're born.
Hoagy Carmichael and Judy. And before that, we had 2 5-minute mysteries, and I do hope you enjoyed them. Apology, a couple of weeks ago, I actually repeated one that we already had. Brad in Chicago, or Ken Moore, where he currently is. I'm not quite sure where Brad is. I think he's due back in Chicago pretty soon. Pointed out that I'd played one from a couple of weeks ago, but try to keep good notes here, but you never totally can you? Anyway, I hope you enjoyed those two. I knew it was him. Startlingly, suddenly. I mean, come on, who speaks like that? I mean, as if. Also, just want to acknowledge DAB Dave. Just about all the music that you've heard in this week's programme so far, with a couple of obvious exceptions, supplied by DAB Dave. Dave very kindly sends me some music most weeks. He's been doing it for a long time now, and a lot of the time I don't get to play everything that I want to play, so I'm playing in this week's programme a lot of music that Dave has sent in the past that we've not played out on the programme before. So my thanks to Dab Dave for doing that.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights
dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you.
When our love was new,
and each kiss an inspiration.
Ooh,
but that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song.
And beside stars were bright,
you were in my arms. The nightingale told its fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it all stardust melody,
the memory of love's
stuff. Frank Sinatra with the Pied Pipers and Tommy Dorsey's orchestra and Stardust. And we've got a couple of minutes to go to the top of the hour, so how about something from Tommy Dorsey and just Frank Sinatra?
Thank you. the trade winds play. Down where you lose a day, we found a new world where paradise starts. We traded hearts way down where the trade winds play. Music was everywhere. Flowers were in her hair. Under an awning of silvery boughs, we traded vows the night that I sailed away. Oh, trade winds, what are vows that lovers make? Oh, trade winds, are they only made to break when it is made again? I'll sail away again. Though I'm returning, it won't be the same. She traded her name way down where the trade winds play.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with vocalizations supplied by Frank Sinatra. That goes all the way back to the 1940s, and that was called Trade Winds. In fact, I think it goes all the way back to 1940. You're listening to Beagley at Night with me, Roy Beagley, here on Angel Radio on FM in the Havant, Portsmouth and Gosport area, also on various DAB Dubras. Yeah, I said Dubri. I don't know what a DAB thing is. On various DAB things, and of course on the internet, and you can get details of how to listen to either of those at angelradio.co.uk. Time now for a little bit of posh, and we have something very posh indeed, and very merry. Well, I said it was Murray, and indeed it was. It was The Merry Widow Waltz, from The Merry Widow, of course, by Franz Lehár, and that featured the National Symphony Orchestra, UK. And that's this week's Little Bit of Posh.
I have stood for Mr. Millet, and I've sat for Maddox Brown. I've been graceful for D.G. Rossetti in a Florissy Morrissey gown. I seem to delight each pre-Raphaelite. Mr. Holman Hunt takes me to lunch. I've been done in half tones by Sir Edward Burne-Jones. But I've never appeared in Punch. Mr. Du Maurier, why cannot I be one of your wittier women, like the ladies on page 2-3? They may be prettier women, plus grand dame maybe, but you couldn't find one more Du Maurier or more Drorier. The Rossettis read me poems at the house in Cheyne Walk, and Lord Tennyson flattered me lately in a lordly, maudly talk. I seem to incite the writers to write. Mr. Ruskin admires my mind. Mr. Browning finds I'm like a mystical rhyme. Du Maurier only is blind. Oh, Mr. Du Maurier, I would like to know on what your neglect of me hinges, for it hurts my vanity so. I've got the face and the fringes, so I say pianissimo, I would sit for you, dear Du Maurier, con amore molto. Oh, Mr. Du Maurier, perhaps I'm out of date. Time flies when one isn't counting at a fearfully cheerful rate. Years must have gone on mounting, for now I estimate that I'm 70 years. Poor Du Maurier, what a Borier, too late.
Oh, Mr. Du Maurier from the great Joyce Grenfell. And you know what? We just about hit her mark spot on with Day at Night. Haven't done that for quite a few weeks. So here we go. Three songs from the great Doris Day.
Someone like you cures everything gloomy, turns wrong into right, brightens the night, brings happiness to me, makes me luckier than throwing a 7, takes me nearer to heaven than anyone's allowed to do. When your heart is talking, I feel like I'm walking on a cloud with someone like you. Someday I'll find someone I can boast to, somebody to hug, a bug in a rug to snuggle up close to. And whenever I do, do you know who I give the most to? You pray on my mind, stay till I find someone like you. Thank you. someone like you. Cures everything gloomy, turns wrong into right, brightens the night, brings happiness to me. Makes me luckier than throwing a seven, takes me nearer to heaven than any other boy could do. My pockets are burning to spend all I'm earning on a world with someone like you. Someday I'll find someone I can boast to, somebody to hug, a bug in a rug to snuggle up close to. And whenever I do, do you know who I'll give the most to? You pray on my mind, stay till I find someone like you for me. Until I find someone like you.
Marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swelling up. You're much too much, and just too very, very. Dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. I thought I knew score. But this is wine that's all too strange and strong. I'm full of foolish song, and out my song must pour. So please forgive this helpless haze I'm in. I've really never been in love before.
From Doris Day there, I've Never Been In Love Before. We started off with Someone Like You, Doris Day and Buddy Clark, and in the middle there we had Too Marvelous for Words with Doris Day and Harry James and his orchestra. And we'll have another Day at Night sequence around about the same time next week. So around about the same time, we always aim to get things on time. Everything on the program has a start time. Very rarely do we actually meet it, and we don't really care that much, quite frankly, as you probably gathered by now. It's sort of like, it's not exactly a suggestion, it's just something to aim at, and we get there eventually. But this week we did pretty well, 10 past in the second hour, can't moan at that. All right, what should we do now?
How you laugh when I cry. bright. Each time I saw the tide take our love letters in the sand. You made a vow that you would always be true, but somehow that vow meant nothing to you. Now my poor heart just aches with every wave that breaks over love letters in the sand.
Stuff. That was Emil Coleman and his Riviera Orchestra, the vocal refrain. Yeah, the vocal refrain. There's no cheap stuff on this program. supplied by the Harmonians. And before that, we had Bert Ambrose and his orchestra with Sam Brown doing the singing and Love Letters in the Sand. And that may have come as a bit of a surprise to you, because it sure as came as a surprise to me. I can tell you I was not expecting that song at all. I don't even know how it started playing, which is all rather weird. Probably means we have a ghost in the system somewhere. Anyway, it was nice. Bert Ambrose, love him. All right, I think it's time now for some comedy, don't you?
Hands up, this is a hold-up. This is a hold-up. Hands up. Hold up your hands, this is a stick-up. Stick up your hands, this is a hold-up. Give me the money. Ooh, I must get that right. Give me the money. Hands up, this is a stick-up. Give me the money. Hands up, this is a stick-up. Give me the money. Hands up, this is a stick-up. Give me the money. Oh, yes, that's it. Hands up, this is a stick-up. Give me the money. Hands up, this is a stick-up. Give me the money. Hands up, this is a stick-up. Give me the money. That's it. Hold hands, this is an upstick. With your sticks, this is a hand tool.
I beg your pardon?
I mean, this is a stick-up. A hold stick.
A hold stick?
I mean, a hand stick.
Oh, I see. You mean this is a hold-up.
Yes, that's right. It's a hold-up, yes. Out with your hands and give me your money.
How?
What do you mean, how?
How do I give you the money? With my hands up?
Well, you put your hands up and give me the... No, you give me the money and then put your hand... Oh, I don't know. Work it out for yourself. But give me the money.
No, I don't think I will.
Come on.
Well, why should I?
I've got a gun, stupid.
Yes.
And it's loaded.
Yes.
With real bullets. And if I fire it, you'll be dead. Oh, sprawled down the floor. Dead.
Well, go on then. Shoot me.
Do you mean that?
Yes.
Well, cross your heart and hope to die.
Cross my heart and hope to die.
Oh, stop messing about. Give me the money.
No.
But you don't understand. I don't want to shoot you.
I know that.
You see, you're supposed to be terrified of my threats.
I see.
And I waggle the gun, and you give me the money, and then I run out with a bag.
Of course.
But if I take the wrong one, you call me back and give me the right one.
Yes.
All right, then, shall we do it again?
Right.
All right, close your eyes. I won't go all the way out. I'll just go a little way. Out with your hands and give me your money. Ooh, what'd you press that for? It's the alarm bell.
I know.
Ooh, the police will be round here any minute.
Well, you better be quick.
Ooh, they'll take me away and put me in prison.
Well, hurry up and go away then.
What, without the money?
Yes, hurry, they'll be here in a moment.
No, I won't go.
Get on, you idiot. I don't want you to go to prison.
I know you don't.
Well, go away then.
No, I'm not going.
Go on.
No.
Go on.
Won't.
Go on.
Shan't.
Oh, all right then, take the money.
Thanks.
I had decided on this side of the record to discuss rabbits and rabbits' habits, but since I made that decision, I've found out a little more about rabbits' habits, and I feel that it's hardly on which to, but I have discovered a lot of very uninteresting data about the hare. Now, not the stuff that grows on the doings, the animal that had the business with the tortoise in Allsop's fables when he... turned the fables on the and won by a short hair. And of course, I remember there was some sort of moral attached to that, sort of the tortoise has taught us to study the ways and then means test. And of course, I love morals. I remember we had a nasty spot on the wall at home and we covered it up with a moral. Or was it a mural? I can't remember quite which, but we covered it and I seem to be wandering a little from the subject. Which was the hare and the dog that bit it. And I'm sure that every one of you listening in has gone to the dog, been at one time or another to see them racing around Whitehall, chasing the elusive and getting nowhere at a terrific. Now, if anyone were to ask me, I'd say that horse racing had it all over a dog, terrifically exciting. Everybody having a bit each way and the knick-knock, tick-tockers talking and then the smell of the turf under your and they're off to a good. The favorite leads the field, then the field leads the favorite, then the outsider comes in on the inside and the insider goes out on the outs and the jockey starts hugging a rail. I mean, it's an amazing time to start that type of thing. However, he probably knows what he's after. And now they're rounding the stretch, coming into the bend. They're neck and neck, dancing cheek to cheek, and at any moment they're liable to break there. And the field is well bunched when pandemonium breaks loose from the bunch, and the jockey urges him on as he flashes past the post at 5-3, just in time to go to the nearest for a quick. And you know, it's amazing. It's amazing how many posts you can flash by, and I think the most interesting is the boat race, the post, the one at Mortlake Brewer. Very interesting sport, boat racing. Very, very grueling. You know, you have to be absolutely in the pink. Of course, hunting, too, you have to be in the pink. A different type of pink hunting. It's cut low in the and up in the... And it has to fit you like... And now, boat racing pink is entirely... You can only acquire it after rigorous months of feeling a fiddler as fit as a fi- and ready ready for the boat race, of course, which, as you know, is rowed between Putney Bridge and Oxford and Cambridge, and 16 men, not necessarily good looking, man the oars and put all their eggs in one basket. Who sits up in the back of the with the reins in his and he's the only one who knows where they're going, you know, and he calls them everything under the bridges. And finally, Cambridge flashes past the post with 8 lengths to spare. Very, very nice lengths they are too, you know. They give one to each man, and he hangs it over his fireplace. And if any of you have any spare lengths, you know what you can do with them.
Many people say that television has killed the live theatre, and it is true that many old established actors have had to change their style to survive.
Fiona.
Charles.
You came to the theatre then?
Yes. I couldn't miss your opening night. Back here in the theatre, where you scored all your triumphs.
Do you think the audience will remember me?
Oh, darling. Of course they will. You see, you'll get a warm hand when you enter.
It's been so long, Fiona.
Charles, darling, what a lot of telegrams.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody's been too kind.
1 minute, Mr. Ackerback.
Thank you. Noel sent me roses. Rose sent me Noel's. Neither pair fit. How will I go with the audience? Can I still get across to them?
Oh, you know you can get across to them, Charles.
Can I still touch them?
Oh, I know you can touch them.
Yes, but can I still move them?
I feel you can get across to them. I'm sure you can touch them. And I know that if you really try, you can move them.
You're on, Mr. Ackerback.
Coming. Oh, damn. Can't remember my line.
You will, you will. As soon as you walk onto that stage in front of that audience, it'll all come back to you. Go now, Charles. Be wonderful.
Thank you, Fiona. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Right, here we go. Legs 11, clickety-click, all the nines. 99, absolutely.
The trend in the theatre continues towards the 30s. Following the revival of Noel Coward's plays such as Private Lives and Hay Fever, comes yet another revival, Private Fever. And here is an excerpt.
Happy, Charles.
Ecstatically. Incredibly. And yet, somehow sad. And you, Fiona?
I'm sad too. Heartbreakingly, poignantly, unutterably sad, and yet somehow happy.
Yes. I know.
I know you know.
I know you know, I know.
Yes, I know. And now it's over between us. Finally, irrevocably, indisputably, ultimately, inexorably over.
Yes. I've sensed it too.
I know.
I know you know.
I know you know, I know.
Yes. I know. Even in spite of what happened between us at Biarritz?
Yes.
And Cannes?
Yes.
And on the Maharaja's yacht at Tobago?
Yes, yes.
And on the terrace of the casino at San Remo?
Yes.
And in the doorway of that horse meat shop in Balls Pond Road?
Yes, my love. Even in spite of that. In fact, perhaps in some unutterably poignantly incredible way, because of that.
Then, this is goodbye?
Yes.
Oh, God, Fiona. You're sending me out of your life forever.
Yes, Charles, I am. It's better this way. Please, please, please go now, my darling.
But, Fiona...
No, no, no. Please, don't say anything. Just walk away from me. Don't look back. Please, my darling, please. Don't look back.
Goodbye.
I told him not to look back.
Well, hello, me dearios. Well, tonight I shall have great pleasure, but first of all... I'd like to sing you a few songs. So loosen your grussets, straddle your thrums, let your bossocks down, and away we go. Now, first here's something I picked up down under, and tis... is an Australian outlaw's song and tells of a squatter in the outback camping by a billabong. And the billabong reports him to the police. And up come the troopers and they catch him having a jumbuck in his... in his tucker bag. Well, that's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. So anyway, as they bind his polyps and carry him off, he sings this haunting lament. Once long ago, in the shade of a gooly bush, toasting his splod by the faggot's glee, rested a gander man a nobbling at his woggling iron and stuffing a sheep in the old mill stream. Then up come the troopers and hung him by the billabong. They twisted his woggle irons one, two, and three. Now his ghost sits and moans as it grunges in his gander can. Old comma woggling his jumbuck with me.
Well, there you go. I hope you enjoyed those 5 minutes of comedy. We started and finished with Kenneth Williams. First time around, though, was with Kenneth Williams and Lance Percival with Hands Up Your Sticks. And then we had Olga Wakefield with Play Up and Play the Dame. And then we had a couple of Charles and Fiona's. We had Opening Night from Series 3 and Don't Look Back from Series 1. And that was, of course, Betty Marston and Hugh Paddock. And then we finished off again with Kenneth Williams as Sid Rumpo this time with Song of the Australian Outlaw. And we'll have some more comedy for you. Probably around about the same time next week is where we seem to be putting it at the moment. But right now I think we should get back to the music because we've got only about 20 minutes to go, if that.
My love.
sweet. And then tomorrow, once more we'll meet. So
myself up in a swallowtail coat, with a jingle in my pockets and a song in my throat. Gonna hold my head high, 'cause my honey's reply, put a million billion rainbows in the sky. We'll go honeymooning in the morning,
yeah.
We'll be honeymooning in the evening,
no.
Gonna count the minutes till the dawning,
sure.
Then I'll sing loud, 'cause I'll be rigged in a swallowtail coat, with a jingle in my pockets and a song in my throat. When the preacher says rise, and there's yes in her eyes, down the aisle we'll both strut higher than the skies. Gonna rig myself up in a swallowtail coat, with a jingle in my pockets and a song in my throat. Gonna reach way up there, pull the clouds from the air, with my honey we'll go floating free from care. We'll go honeymooning in the morning,
yeah.
And we'll be honeymooning in the evening,
no.
We're gonna count the minutes till the dawning,
yeah.
And I'll sing loud, 'cause I'll be rigged up in a swallowtail coat, with a jingle in my pockets and a song in my throat. Gonna hold my head high, but my honey's reply, put a million, million rainbows in the sky.
Well, that was from Roy Fox and his orchestra, with Sid Buckman singing Swallow Tailcoat. I think that's right, is it? I can't quite see my writing here. Yeah, I'm going to go with Swallow Tailcoat. I'm terrible. I tell you, my eyesight's getting worse and worse. Before that, Sammy Kay and the Cadets, and Until Tomorrow, Good Night, My Love. I'm quite excited about playing this next song because I want to see if it's the heart and soul that I know. It comes from B. Wayne, all the way back to 1939.
In love with you, heart and soul, the way a fool would do madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I begged to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed there in the moon mist. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were minds so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me. It's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul. Loving you madly, that little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul. Heart and soul.
It was, I didn't know that song was that old. B. Wayne and Heart and Soul. Here on Beagley at Night.
We wake you up in the morning, we keep you on the go.
We're your company in the evening and at night when the lights are low.
Angel Radio, old fashioned quality.
Your constant companion.
Gather round me, everybody. Gather round me while I preach some. Feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm again. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and judge. While I start reviewing the attitude of doing right.
Mm-hmm.
about accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. You've got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith, a pandemonium's liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark, what did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we'd better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we'd better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
I wander the streets and the gay crowded places, trying to forget you, but somehow it seems that my thoughts ever stray to our last sweet embraces. Over the sea, on the island, high in the sky is a bird on the wing. Please carry me with you, far, far away from the mad rushing crowd. Is a bird on the wing. Please carry me with you. Again I would wander where memories enfold me. Over the sea, on the island of dreams, far,
sing along with it, don't you? Johnny Hillotson and Island of Dreams. And before that, accentuating the positive was Irene Day along with Charlie Spivak and his orchestra. And you know what? That's just about it for this program, believe it or not. Hasn't it gone quickly this week? I think mainly to the great musical choices of D.A.B. Dave, who really did choose just about everything you heard this week. Not quite but just about everything. So, Dave, a special thanks to you. I know that you sort of like get a little bit embarrassed when I do, but I'd like to acknowledge good work when it's done. So thanks, Dave. And I'll be back around about the same time next week, doing it all again. And I hope very much that you can join me. And until we meet again, this is RB saying, may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.